وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مالي برادر، حياك وبياك، حفظك الله تعالى وفيكم بارك الله. To answer your question, I give you a small tradition also to make it clear for you, my dear brother. الأصل في العبادات أن تقام على انفراد وليس على جماعة. الأصل في العبادات أنها تقام مفردة، وذلك حفظك الله تعالى، لأن هذا يدخل في قول الله جل وعلا: ولا تكسب كل نفس إلا عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. وقول الله عز وجل: إن تكلف إلا نفسك. حفظك الله. You understand, my dear brother? Before I give you the answer for your question, I give you a small introduction and a small rule for you to clarify for you this mas'ala. Al-asal, the original hukm, that the ibadat is supposed to be practiced individually, not in congregations. This is how the ibadat should to be. Unless if a dalil show us this ibadat could be practiced in what? In congregation. This how we supposed to understand the evidence and the worships in our religion. The worships in our religion supposed to be practiced individually, unless the evidence show us that we can do it in congregations. The evidence of that, قال الله تعالى: إن تكلفوا إلا نفسك. Everybody responsible about himself, and everyone gonna meet Allah جل وعلا by himself, and Allah جل وعلا will do حساب for himself only, and everybody responsible about his practicing and about his own deeds. This is fact in our religion, my dear brother. You understand? So we supposed to pray to Allah Ta'ala as individually. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala show us that. Salaam barakatuh. Then Allah Ta'ala show us that, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we can pray kind of praise in congregations. For example, the five praise daily. For example, Salatul Taraweeh until the end. So if someone now came to us and he said to us, okay, if we are allowed to pray the five prayers daily in congregations, I would like to pray the nafilatul dhuhr. For example, now he say, we are allowed to practice, to pray the dhuhr prayer, the fard, the obligate prayer in salatul dhuhr in congregations. Me, I would like to add for myself to pray the nafilatul dhuhr. The nafilatul dhuhr before salatul dhuhr in congregation also with the imam. Can or cannot we tell them? Cannot. Why? Because bid'ah, because the Prophet he didn't do it. Well, asl, the original hukum, every prayer, you pray it as individually, except if the evidence show us that we can pray it in what? In congregation. So this mas'ala is amma in everything in our religion. You understand? Because of the adilla that I mentioned to you. So now if you are asking me about what's the hukm in the dua in congregations, the answer I will tell you, my dear brother, same thing. Al-asl, the original rule and hukm for this worship, which it is the dua, supposed to be practiced individually, except if the dalil show us that we can practice it in congregation. An example, my dear brother, the dua in Salatul Witr during the Jama'atul Witr. For example, in the end of the Tarawih, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the Hassan, Al-Hassan ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to practice that dua in Salatul Witr. And all of us, we know, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray Witr with his with the people in congregations, like Hadith Aisha wa Abu Ka'b Sahihain, means this is from this possible we can make du'a in congregation in the prayer in this situation. Same thing Hadith Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala wa Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did qunut during the disaster time for 1 month, and he did du'a in congregation inside the prayers, inside the obligate prayers, in the end of the prayer. Means this is allowed. Same thing, Hajj Abdullah ibn Zayd wa ghayr min al-ahadith sahihain, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make dua in congregations regarding the istisqa, when they ask for rain. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hadith Anas ibn Malik also sahihain, he make dua in the khutbatul jumu'ah, in front of the people, kind of congregations also. So other than that, and other than what we have approved to prove it, You will see the Prophet ﷺ used to practice the dua in congregation, in individually. That's why even he used to ask his companions, say this in your dua, say this in your dua, say this in your dua. So whoever will claim that we can make dua in congregations openly like that, we tell him you need an evidence and dalil to prove it, because the jama'ah is an extra worship. To be in congregations is an extra act, need a dalil to prove it. For example, to pray sunnatul dhuhr, to pray sunnatul asr, to pray the nafl, the sunnah of the obligate prayers, it's a worship. And to make it in congregations, it's an extra worship, need an extra dalil. Like that. You understand? I will repeat again. The congregations in the worship itself, to be combined to practice that worship itself, it's an extra worship. Need a specific dalil to prove it. For example, to pray a specific prayer, it's ibadah. And to make it in congregations is an extra ibadah, need an extra dalil. That's why it's not open like that. Whoever want to practice in congregation, he can. And whoever make it individually, he can. According to the desires, no. Barakallahu feekum. Wa in tattabi'uhu tahtadu. Barakallahu feekum.